Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we have the Blueprint Power Hour starting in just a moment with Coach Rob Regish from CoachRobRegish.com. But before that, we have to give special thanks to All American Pharmaceutical for a very generous sponsorship that this show would not go on without. I got to be honest with you. So show them some love. Go to SuperhumanRadio.net and click any one of the All American Pharmaceutical EFX Sports banner ads today to learn more about all their products.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, brother?
I am doing great. Shoulder continues to feel good. You know, still a little pain there, but some improvement. So I'm a happy man.
So you're healing pretty fast.
All things considered, yes. At the three-week mark, things are dramatically different, of course, for different people. But I was squatting heavy 6 days later.
And I guess a lot of people think, but Coach Rob, what does squatting have to do with your shoulders? And obviously it's getting your arms back into that position where you're holding the bar on your back, right?
Yeah, I've been blessed. I've always had very flexible shoulders, and it's tough to relate to folks who have difficulty, but I know there are a lot of them, and but so far so good. You know, things continue to heal, and hopefully in another month or two I'll be good to go.
So we got a couple announcements to make. The first one you want to make is about the Blueprint Ultimate Blueprint email letter that was supposed to go out, right?
Yeah, last week I mentioned that an email was going out to all my current subscribers about the Ultimate Blueprint and its debut. Because of a glitch, it wasn't sent. That's on me. But it is going out today, so please be on the lookout for it. What's going on here is this. Subscribers are getting first dibs on a deeply discounted version as a reward for their patronage over the years. So to everyone who gets the email, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to look at it. You won't be disappointed.
And then also, just kind of to drop a little hint about a future show, we have a listener that's going to be on the show very soon, right? Kirkland Warletti.
Yeah. Kirkland is one of my guys, and a better-built athlete you would be hard-pressed to find anywhere.
And a young man, right? He's not that old. He's young.
Yeah. I mean, what's scary is, you know, his potential. And believe you me, you know, he's pretty damn far along, advanced in the body comp department.
Yeah, that's going to be an inspiring interview, yeah. So we'll have him on soon. Do you think
great.
That'll be next week or the week after?
We still need to line up a time for him, but, you know, in addition to having a great physique, he's a great thinker. You know, some of his posts and observations that he has shared with me, you know, someday soon, perhaps Kirkland should be writing his own book.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, the first question comes from Brian Dubay. He says, I have a question about some old pro hormones I found stashed away, two bottles of 1-AD and something called Androsol. Are these any good, and if so, what kind of side effects can I expect?
Yeah, well, I bet there are a whole lot of people listening who would like to be in your shoes. So first, I'll discuss the compounds individually. Then I'll speak to their effectiveness and side effects. So first up is your 1-AD. 1-AD was the brainchild of Patrick Arnold, who is widely considered the father of pro hormones. While perusing old texts, he came across a monster of a steroid, 1-testosterone. But he also knew that, like his original androstenedione and later androstenediol, there were pro hormones that converted to the active hormone in this case, and he discovered that as 1-AD. And without question, 1-AD was the first of the pro-hormones to put real measurable pounds of muscle on people. And if memory serves, if you did everything right, you put on about 10 pounds a bottle, which was phenomenal. But it was the feel of 1AD that was so significant. It not only added mass, but it made your muscles feel really, really hard. The best way I can put this to you is it felt like there were little men on the inside of your muscles pushing out. So the long and the short of it is you've got a fantastic product there. Androsol, on the other hand, is a transdermal consisting of isopropyl alcohol and 4-androstenediol. That's something else that Pat created. Transdermal 4-diol served to get around a lot of oral 4-AD's limitations, such as a lot of it being destroyed in the liver. And although it's effective, Androsol is, there's if memory serves, there's no penetration enhancer like DMSO or Flogel or D-limonene that was seen in later products. So 4-diol converts to testosterone via 1 enzymatic step, although personally I felt it was active in its own right. Now for the sides. 1-AD was not a liver hitter like its big brother, methyl-1-test. Now, that's not to say there was no liver enzymes that are going to be elevated, but it was anything close to methyl-1-test, which was fortunate because, as you can imagine, guys were doubling and tripling the dose. It could make you lethargic, and your mood was seldom cheery on a one-test type product. There was some transient effect on your lipids, but again, nothing you couldn't recover from when you come off. The Androsol is virtually devoid of any side effects, at least those that would show up on any blood work. It could lead to suppression if you took too much and stayed on too long, but that goes for any hormonal compound. All things considered, though, 4-AD was an incredibly safe and effective compound. If it was me, and I sure wish it was, I would run a bottle of 1-AD for a month along with the Androsol, and then come off, run your post-cycle therapy, retain as much as possible before hitting another month of both, same guidelines. It is important to run Androsol, or better stated, 4-diol, along with 1-AD, as it, you know, some of testosterone's feel-good effects, they tend to offset some of 1-AD's sides, which in some people, it made them lethargic and groggy, so to speak.
It made me feel like I had the flu. Around the third week of a bottle of 1-AD.
Really?
I started to feel a little achy, just kind of out of sorts.
Yeah. I never got that from 1-AD. I sure as hell got it from methyl-1-test.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then finally, I'm sure you're wondering if they're still good. The 1-AD, I'm guessing, is. You know, it doesn't – people need to remember this. In most cases, a chemical doesn't magically turn into some other inert or compound on its expiration date. The 4-AD, that may be another matter. I'm unclear what effect would occur given it's in that isopropyl alcohol base. For all we know, though, the 4-AD itself, that might have converted to test. So I would just run with it.
Yeah,
I hope that helps.
I think you're right about that. The good news about that was you're right. It's just a hydroalcohol base, so there's really nothing to separate in there.
Yep.
Henry Kozlowski says, "What's your real position on steroids? Sometimes when I listen to you, it's quite favorable. Other times, you counsel against it. The only time I ever heard you counsel against it was young guys.
Yep.
Why the flip flopping? Or are you under pressure to say the politically correct thing? Like, you know." Maybe your wife is listening. Ha ha. That's funny. But no, the only time I've ever heard you say anything negative about anabolics is to young guys who haven't even reached their genetic potential yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question, and I've got a perfectly logical answer. It depends on who's asking, right? To your point, young kids are a whole different ball of wax than older guys. But it's interesting. If you asked 100 people on the street if steroids were bad, virtually all of them would say yes, right? If you then asked those same 100 people to define what an anabolic steroid was, 95% of them couldn't do it. And yeah, I mean, it's that bad. I have always marveled at the public's fascination with these drugs, given they're used by so few, you know, as opposed to, let's say, opioids. But as a broader class of drugs, they don't even realize they use them. Here's what I'm talking about. The pill, strictly speaking, is a steroid. It carries many of the same side effects that anabolic steroids do. But here's the key. It's socially acceptable. Effectively, it turns an act of procreation into one of recreation. The public doesn't even realize this. But our government, the media, and entire institutions have lied to you about the relative danger of anabolic steroids. Lie number one is they're insanely toxic and your head's going to blow off. And I've made this example before, but I'm going to do it again because it makes it crystal clear. If I line up a bottle of D-ball, a bottle of aspirin, a bottle of caffeine pills, a bottle of Motrin, and a big bottle of vodka, and I asked you, which one could you swallow the entire bottle of and be absolutely certain you wouldn't die? I'd pick the D-ball, and so would any good doctor. Now, that's not to say steroids don't have side effects. They do. But after 60 years of practical use and study, those side effects are known. And for every side, there is a solution or a way at least to mitigate it. Now, that isn't something you can say about most prescription drugs. Certainly, you can't say that about cigarettes or alcohol. You might say, I'm in favor of an age restriction. Let's say it's age 21. Because at 20, think about this. At 21, you can legally drink yourself into oblivion with a compound, alcohol, that is infinitely more destructive than any steroid. Being a lot more benign, I think that's a reasonable solution versus what we're stuck with today. Now, I am against steroids in sports if they're banned, right? Look, they give an unfair advantage. And in that instance, it constitutes cheating. If the governing athletic bodies, though, really wanted a level playing field, they'd open it up for, you know, to steroid use. Because by their very nature, athletes are looking for an edge. Steroids give it to them. So at least give the same edge to everyone. It'd be a lot more even playing field. It really would. And I bet any amount of money that the ratings for these games would be through the roof. The public isn't stupid. They know there's drugs in sports. So why not just juice everyone to the gills or let them do what they want and watch 600-foot home runs? They sure loved it when McGuire and Sosa were doing their thing. And even later when everybody knew Bonds was doing his. The public didn't care. If they did, those ballparks would have been empty. They were packed. I am vehemently against locking up average Joes whose biggest crime is wanting to put a few pounds on their bench or a few inches on their arms. The truth is, these guys aren't cheating anyone. They're not hurting anyone, period. Nobody's knocking over 7-Elevens to get their gear. Steroids, they don't speed you up. They don't slow you down. There is no alternative reality you enter into after taking a shot or swallowing a pill. The FDA and the DEA and everyone else knows this. They just don't care or they ignore it. They outright falsified it to get them banned in the first place. Now, I'm also against steroid use for anyone under the age of 21, let's call it. I mean, come on. If you can't make gains while your body is a veritable test and growth hormone factory, you're kidding yourself. These kids, Now, by and large, there are always exceptions. These kids lack the maturity to use the drugs, and even if they did, it would be very damaging to their endocrine system. That's just how it is. Otherwise, I hope and pray recreational steroid use someday is accepted, much like you're seeing marijuana today being accepted. We've got a lot bigger problems. Society's attitudes are changing. So although today it may seem this way, maybe long-term it isn't such a far-fetched idea, especially when you consider the time, money, and resources we have devoted to locking up otherwise completely law-abiding steroid users versus, say, taking those resources to get a better handle on the opioid epidemic. Finally, I want to address the concern that, you know, I've bowed to political correctness or I'm concerned other people are listening. Look, I'm an open book, and I have nothing to hide from anyone. Since day one on this program, I have shared the good, the bad, and the ugly in an effort to bring you the best shows possible. That doesn't change when somebody asks me a tough question. If there's ever an inconsistency, I'll be happy to answer it, as I did here.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got a question from Ben Rader. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish at CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Meaty. Welcome back to Pirate's Cove. Okay, Ben Rader says, I'm interested in using DNP. Okay, that's a really fast answer. Don't do it. I've researched it thoroughly. It seems the only people dying from the stuff are taking way too much. Would you agree with that? I know you've counseled against it before, but I have it in hand and I'm going to use it. Just keep me safe and give me your best recommendations. I just want to say before Rob answers this that anything that he says does not condone the use of DNP. And if you do cook yourself from the inside out, we warned you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, the short answer is, you know, don't even think
about it. Listen, just forget about it. Just one thing I want to say.
Yeah.
DNP is an industrial solvent they used to use to get paint and stuff off of walls, okay? And so start there. Think about that first before you put it in your body. Just because it makes your body heat up and burn calories. I mean, cancer makes you lose weight.
True.
Why don't you want to get cancer?
True. Very true. Now, look, DNP is one of the very few compounds that I've never used, but I'm comfortable making a recommendation on, that being not to use it. You don't need to use something to know it's bad news, right? And DNP certainly falls into that category. It's like a non-diabetic screwing around with insulin. It's just not a good idea. You can die, despite thinking you know all there is to know about the stuff and you're not taking too much and yada, yada. Let me give you just one example, because it's a real good one. This guy wasn't taking too much, so to speak. A 50-year-old German man wanted to lose a few pounds, bought DNP on the internet. He was told only ignorance thinks, you know, DNP is dangerous. If you know what you're doing, the fat's going to fly off, very little risk involved, if you would only use a well-thought-out cycle. And that's exactly what this man did. It ended up costing him his life. After 44 days on the stuff, this man, who was otherwise healthy, suffered from nausea and dizziness. He perspired violently and vomited a yellow liquid. And when it became clear that the symptoms wouldn't pass, his wife finally called an ambulance. All of it was to no avail. He died in the hospital. There was nothing the doctors could do. And that's really what's important about DNP. There is no known antidote, none, other than shooting ice water up your hindquarters. During the autopsy, researchers discovered that the palms of the deceased hands and his soles were this funky yellow color. That's a sign of DNP poisoning. Now, this guy had not mentioned using DNP, so it's not like he told the doctors. But police officers who examined his house, they found his dosing schedule, including a report of his weight loss progress. Are you ready for this? He used DNP a total of 44 days, okay? So, you know, a pretty long time to be on DNP.
Yeah, but he was taking low enough doses where it wasn't a high dose where he just killed himself. So these are the doses people recommend you use. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he's on for 44 days. And while he's on, he has three periods of just 4 to 6 days where he takes days off. Okay, so he didn't take DNP on those days. He lost not quite 10 pounds of body fat. And for that modest result, he paid with his life. What is really troubling was what the doses were that he had taken. They varied between 2 and 600 milligrams of DNP per day. That is not considered particularly high or low.
Right.
It's within the range that you're going to read in the literature, between 2 and 600 milligrams. So it's in the ballpark, so to speak, for what you're going to see, not only in the studies, but you're also going to hear from people. The real issue here is DNP's half-life. It's around 6 days.
Yeah, bioaccumulates, right.
You know, that taking those little 3 to 4 day breaks wasn't doing anything to bring his levels down.
Well, never mind that, but think about this for a second. It's easy to do the math. So if something has a 6 day half-life, you take 100 milligrams, by day 6, there's still 50 milligrams running around your body. So
yeah.
If every single day you take 100 milligrams, okay, by day 6, you have about 470 milligrams in you when you take that next 600 milligram dose. Now, think about this for a second. See, this is where people get into trouble with DNP all the time. Nobody cooks themselves on the first dose. They go, I took 600 milligrams. I felt great. I tolerate it really well. I'm in the zone. So they take 600 milligrams a day. It bioaccumulates. And then all of a sudden, you end up with doses that are way higher than you need them to be. And
yep.
Guess what? Like Rob said, once you realize that you've overdosed, you got to sit it out and wait 6 days for 50% of that to clear out of your body. Unfortunately, you don't last 6 days because you die.
Yep.
And again, the fact that it makes you vomit yellow water and it stains your skin, that stuff doesn't come out of your skin. It's not like, oh, I'll just take off for a year and the yellow. No, once it's in your skin, that's it. Look at the idiots that took too much colloidal silver and their skin turned blue. They were blue when they died. So
yeah.
The fact that it doesn't come out of your skin means it stays in your body for friggin' ever.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to statement number one. It's an industrial solvent. Are you a jerk? Are you going to drink turpentine or paint thinner? Are you going to inject ammonia because it's going to make you lose weight? Of course, they say, Carl, that's stupid. I'm talking about that's what you're doing. DNP is an industrial solvent. It's a poison.
Yep.
It kills you that way.
Yeah, and I've seen many YouTube videos where guys are on there saying this same thing. Look, it's only the idiots that take too much or on for too long. And listen, it is what I say it is. It's death in a bottle. Don't do it.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you an alternative. You're like, okay, great, you know, but I want to use something. Great. So go to a Mexican pharmacy and order a couple bottles of Cytomel, which is T3. Start out with 50 micrograms, work your way up, and that's a mitochondrial uncoupler, but it's a thyroid hormone.
Yep.
And it's your body knows how to handle it and dispose of it. You won't bioaccumulate it.
And you won't die.
And you won't die from it. I mean, obviously, if you take a whole body, you'd probably die. But if you take the recommended dose, I think people never go over, I forget what the – it's been so long since I fooled around with Cytomel, I don't even remember. But you can get Cytomel for like $15 a bottle at a Mexican pharmacy.
Yep.
And there's several of them that a lot of the bodybuilders buy their Cytomel from. Use that. That's made for your body. That's actually thyroid hormone. It's not an industrial solvent like turpentine.
Right. Thyroid belongs in your body. DNP
yeah.
doesn't.
And it does the same thing. It'll make you sweat. It'll make you restless during sleep. It'll do all those things that that DNP does, but you just won't cook yourself from the inside out and die. And it won't bioaccumulate in your skin and make you yellow.
You got it.
Okay. Lance Gambretti says, I heard you played baseball all the way up through college. You've also spoken to falling in love with the weights then. How did those two coexist? Did you have a strength training coach?
Yeah. You know, the two disciplines mixed like oil and water, at least as far as my coach was concerned. We know, of course, today, strength training only helps, you know, anything. The tennis teams in college have strength coaches now, but not according to my coach back then. What he said was, look, weights make you bulky and slow. Personally, I really wish I was still there a couple years later when McGuire and Sosa were doing their thing, which was a nice pie in the face to my coach, who couldn't see the obvious. But be that as it may, here's what went down and why it's important to you. My self-identity at the time was heavily rooted in being a baseball player. And to be exact, I was a pitcher. But I was also realistic. This was a Division III school. Nobody was getting drafted, or if they were, it was a real long shot. I think we did have one kid get drafted. Didn't last long. Still, I had a great arm, and I wanted to contribute to my team's success. And then fate intervened. Eddie Azzaro, who also played on the team, took me under his wing in the weight room, and I fell in love with strength training. So much so, it became the most important thing in my life. And that meant it was a 24/7 commitment, which means baseball took a back seat. That didn't sit too well with my coach, probably rightfully so, who pulled me into his office one day and closed the door, and he says, we don't need any linemen on this team. So over the next month or so, he did everything he could to make me quit, but I just kept plugging away. Workouts came first, though, so if it came down to training or baseball practice, I opted for the former. And in another month, the inevitable happened. I got cut. Oddly enough, it really didn't faze me. Now, bear in mind, I had already made the team as a freshman and sophomore. But this time it didn't faze me because I had become so focused on learning my craft and getting bigger and stronger, it was actually a relief because now I could devote all my energies to strength training. In another month, it might not have even been a full month, I had my first meet, and I took the New England Open Junior Division. I won it. To this day, I am glad I got cut. Why? Because we get back to self-identity. If I had continued under the guise of, let's say, Rob the baseball player, where would I have been a few short years later after I graduated? Where would I be today? I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be in the major leagues. And it's awful hard to get 18 guys together on the weekend now to play baseball. I wouldn't have enjoyed teaching it either, except maybe to little kids. You know, I could get some enjoyment out of that. But my point is, my self-identity, if you're still a baseball player, now you're lost, man, and you're lost in a very deep way. So, you know, with that trophy, my powerlifting trophy, it kind of cemented who I knew I was, you know. It was the person that I had worked so hard to become, and I'm still that person. The guy that just loves training, talking strength training, and teaching it. And you know what else? I can do that for the rest of my life. Unlike virtually any other team sport that you name that these kids play in school, you can weight train, and you should, until the day they put you in the ground. And this is important stuff, knowing who you really are and having a plan to still be that person years and years and years from now. Please do not get caught up in your job. Do not let your self-identity become your job, unless you're self-employed. It's only a matter of time before you lose it, or you have a bad experience, or your confidence gets shaken. Don't even get caught up, this will be controversial, but don't get caught up in being a husband. Why? Your spouse can leave you, man. Happens every day. There's only one person and one alone that controls your destiny, the man in the mirror. So the bottom line is this. There is no greater investment than the one in yourself. If you can remember that, it'll serve you well for the rest of your days.
Take a break. Let's take a break. I had my mic off. Sorry about that. And when we come back, we've got lots more questions. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. If you have a question for Coach Rob, send it to onair@superhumanradio.net. I'll make sure he gets it for you, and we'll answer it in a future show. And we should start having more listeners on the show, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kirkmore Letty could be the first one. We should do fan appreciation. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
People who are using what they learn here and changing their physiques. So let's reach out to people. If you think you deserve to be on the Blueprint Power Hour because you've learned and you've applied and it's working for you, just send an email to onair@superhumanradio.net and tell us you want to be on the show. That's how it starts. All right, we'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. make more money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better, do it faster. Makes us stronger, all that
matters. Welcome back.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. You know what? I lost the document. Hold on a second. BPPH. Find. There we go. Okay, so let's see. The next question comes from. The next question is about the flu, isn't it? Yeah. John Welch says, I heard a lot about the flu that's going around this year, as in deadly. What can I do to boost my immune function?
Well, plenty is the first word that comes to mind. And top of that list is adequate sleep every night. But first, let me review some of the fundamentals that you need to have in check, and then I'll go into individual compounds that boost immunity. So all too often, people start majoring in the minors, and no amount of compound X is going to increase immune function more than enough sleep. So that's number one, right, sleep. Enough, by the way, varies from person to person. But virtually everyone I speak to has confided in me that they don't get enough. So hear me now and believe me later. You need to prioritize sleep, as I consider it, one of, if not the biggest, most important fundamental there is, and not just for immunity. So let's talk about a few ideas on how to get more sleep. First, go to bed at the same time each night, or try to. I don't always do that. I strive to, though. And when I do it consistently, everything just rolls better. Forget late-night TV. Nobody's going to miss anything out there today with the DVR technology, right? You're not going to miss it. You can watch it later. The world will still go on, even after you miss something as significant as the New Year's ball drop. I promise they're still going to ring in the new year without you. You also want to ensure that you use your bedroom only for, let's say, sleep and sex, which should be two pleasurable activities. So, recently, I've had a lot of success with, call it, sleep machine noises. And for me, that's the sound of crackling fire and thunderstorms and rain. You can YouTube it on your computer. I do that, too. I would say that is certainly a second-best choice because the less electrical energy and electronics you have running around you, the better. And for God's sake, put your phone away, plug it in, and leave it in another room or downstairs. You can answer those texts tomorrow morning. Overtraining is something that whacks immunity and badly. And I learned that firsthand given my episode with shingles. So accordingly, I've made a decision to squat heavy once a week now versus twice, which I know... You know, pushing, let's say squatting heavy twice is really pushing it for my body, at least for any, you know, duration of time. Now, sure, it's going to take twice as long to complete the loading pattern that I'm on. But then again, I won't get sick during the middle of it like I did this last time, okay? Be smart about how many times a week you push the throttle. For most people, twice a week is plenty. And in most of those who've been training four or more times a week, the single best thing you can do is go down to a 2 days a week schedule. I guarantee you will be stronger for it. Call it an upper body day and a lower body day. Pretty simple, pretty effective. Now, with respect to supplements, here's what I have found helpful in no particular order. A broad-spectrum B-complex, 500 milligrams to a gram of vitamin C, and a gram of lysine during the winter, three times a day. If you do feel something coming on, up to 10 or more grams of vitamin C a day, you should be using. Interestingly enough, your body uses a lot more vitamin C when you're fighting something off. You can prove it to yourself. Take enough vitamin C when you're not sick to where you're saturated. You're going to know you're saturated when you get the runs. Sorry, that's not the most pleasant thing, but, you know, that's a practical way for understanding when your body is saturated. Let's call it 6 grams. You pack away 6 grams when you're not sick. When you get sick, what you'll find is that you can double that intake and you don't get the runs, okay? It's very interesting stuff. Your body uses up a ton of vitamin C when it's under attack. Natural vitamin E, up to 1,600 milligrams per day. Emphasis on the word natural. You're looking for, what is it, D-gamma-tocopherol, not the synthetic DL version. Stay away from that. Full-spectrum tocotrienols are also going to be very helpful. I think, Carl, you said you used a combo product like that.
Yeah, I get it from Vitacost. It's great. It's great stuff. Yeah, it's got all four tocopherols and all four tocotrienols, the exact way vitamin E was made in nature as opposed to some
crap
from the grocery store.
Now, interestingly enough, mushrooms have a long and storied background in boosting immunity, specifically reishi or shiitake mushrooms. Every time I check the scientific studies, the evidence that, you know, these fungi boost immunity keeps piling up. Glutamine. Normally, I think glutamine's useless for bodybuilders. Sorry, I just do. Never got anything out of it. But here, we're focusing on its ability to boost immune function. Most glutamine is eaten up by the stomach lining. But, you know, that in and of itself isn't a bad thing, especially if you have
gut problems. Right.
Right, leaky gut syndrome. Dosages up to 10 grams at a time and 30 grams a day or more have been used with success. It is very settling to the stomach. Here's a big one, colostrum. You know, colostrum is chock full of immune boosters and growth factors. You want a minimum of 1 gram per dose. If I'm not mistaken, you know, Thrive is laced with the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you may want to keep on hand an extra standalone for purposes of immunity, but colostrum, oftentimes people forget about it. Here's another one, garlic. The allicin and other compounds in garlic are potent immune boosters. Like standalone colostrum, I have some on hand at all times, just in case I get really, really sick. And then finally, something that you turned me on to, Carl, thymosin alpha 1. From what I've seen in the literature, it shows an incredible boost to immune function and is likely your best intervention in something really, you know, serious, let's call it. It's being studied for everything from cancer to AIDS to boosting immune function. Dose is 0.5 milligram every other day, right, for 3 days, I think it is. So Monday, 0.5 milligram, Tuesday off, Wednesday, another 0.5 milligram. It's a peptide, so it's injectable, but for what it does, it's almost criminal not to have it on hand because, you know, you have to wait, right? If you order it, and 3 days in is 3 days in on a major sickness, that can really set you back. Those are the biggies, so please be certain to fulfill all of the particulars. Immune-boosting protocols and supplements, sometimes, you know, they're tough to decipher because when they do work, how are you going to know, right? They prevent you from getting sick in the first place. So their benefits are not as overt, let's call it, as other compounds. Still, they're good insurance to have on hand to back up enough sleep, just enough training, and a healthy diet. So,
and that just enough training is an important one. You know,
not too much, not too little.
I have a lot of people who ask me, if I don't feel well, should I train today? The answer is no. The reason you're asking the question is because you know you shouldn't.
Right.
No, take off. Your immune system has to either heal your body from your workout or attack whatever it is that's trying to make you sick. And it doesn't do well as a multitasking system. So if you go in and you train, you're basically telling your body, oh, don't worry about that. Worry about this. And then you get sick. You get sick faster.
Yep. And you know what? If you do start to feel sick, a lot of people oftentimes try to force feed instead of listening to their bodies, and the body shuts, you know, the digestive system shuts down, so to speak. Listen, there's, you know, people who live on farms know this. When an animal gets sick, it goes off its feed, so to speak. So, you know, fasting is one of the original, probably the original, and one of the best methods for dealing with sickness.
And again, it comes back to your immune system, right? So if your body has to make a decision, do I want to digest food or do I want to get better?
Yeah.
You can't do both, so it's going to have to share the energy.
You got it. That's a perfect way to put it. That's the best I've ever heard. Your body, it needs to do, you know, you're giving it multiple things to do, and now it needs to share the energy. Well, you know, fighting off XYZ isn't going to be as efficient.
The next question comes from Toby McNair. He says, like you, I have a 12-year-old son. I'm interested in getting him started with training. Where's the best place to start? At the gym. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'm finding out, I'm learning a lot by training my son. And oftentimes today, the reference point on physical exertion is, let's call it, thumb exhaustion on their Xbox. You know, I'm not sure there's a perfect time or way, but I'll share with you what I am doing because it's been working really well. So about 8 months ago, I asked my son to come with me to the gym. And I set him up with body weight exercises, Convict conditioning, mixed in with some of, let's call it, Brooks Cubic's dinosaur body weight training. How I went about it, though, was a little unorthodox, but follow my logic. The first time I took him to the gym with me, he did one set of wall push-ups and one set of horizontal pulls. I think he did, I don't know, 10 of each. So, of course, before he knew it, the workout was over. It took around 2 minutes with warm-ups, okay? I then, purposely, I packed up and I said, time to go, workout's over. And as you can imagine, he was incredulous and he asked, he said, that's it, Dad? I said, yep, that's it. Now, I did that for a reason. I wanted to get the point across to him that working out wasn't some insurmountable feat, exhaustive exercise consisting of hours and hours in the gym every day. I also didn't want him to feel so sore and banged up, you know, that this wasn't going to be manageable going forward. And therein, I think, should lie your first observation. It's not important to get things perfect. It is important to get things started. Twice a week, we perform two exercises for anywhere from, let's call it, 1 to 3 work sets. Now, one workout we can do at home, and the other one requires that we go to the gym. I purposely constructed things that way to prove another point to him. You don't always need to go to the gym to get a good workout. So we work legs and abs at home, chest and back at the gym, push-ups and pull-ups. And in the instance he can't perform an exercise yet, I just use another method, right? Like right now, he's not able to perform full pull-ups. So I have him perform static chin holds on the TRX straps for time. He actually gets a real kick out of that. And with push-ups, it's something similar. You know, he can't perform a full push-up yet in good form. So we perform a push-up hold for time. And he's progressing rapidly on those. You know, one of the benefits of static holds that he's really coming to appreciate. You're going to see big jumps, or your son, or your, you know, the kid that you're training is. So while his upper body is still developing, his legs are his strong point. He can perform one-legged squats now with just one finger gripping a belt that I have hanging from a cellar beam here. He's making solid progress in his abdominal movements, which directly translates as everyone should know, directly translates to all of your body weight exercises and a good number of weights. And his close stance body weight squats are really coming along. He did 100 reps in 5 minutes, okay, a week or two ago. To see the look of satisfaction and accomplishment on his face after he collapsed was priceless. You know, there was a time not 3 months ago where he saw the intermediary standard on these close body weight squats, two sets of 35, and he said, "I'll never be able to do that." I have yet to hear those words out of his mouth since. So here's the bottom line. It's really never too early to start building, I'll call it a father-son or father-daughter bond around weight training. You know, he isn't just getting stronger. He's gaining confidence, and not just in the gym, in everything that he does. You know, bring your son or daughter along too, and make things manageable at the start. You know, he or she will start growing, and not just physically. It is probably the most rewarding thing I've done yet.
It's really great advice, as I plan on training with my daughter Sydney tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Sydney is...
I didn't even know you had a daughter.
Oh, I have two daughters, one that lives in New York and one that lives here.
Oh, okay.
My youngest lives here. And Sydney is quite the model. She's done a couple... She's done one clothing and one makeup modeling job, and she has been invited to go to the UK. And, you know, she said, I want to tighten up some spots.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually training with her tomorrow morning. I'm not going to train. I'm going to train her. I'm just going to – and I'm doing exactly what you just said. I'm going to have her do a push, a pull, and something for legs.
Yep.
And they're going to be compound movements, and we're not going to do a lot of sets. I'm not going to try to destroy her. I don't want to make any pain. We're going to go very light. We're going to make it fun. And I'm sure that after we're done, she's going to go, is that it? And I'm going to say, yeah, for today, that's it. Go do some cardio, and I'll see you in a couple of days. Because that's the only way to do it. The mistake that most personal trainers make is they send their clients home in pain after the first couple of workouts because they want to impress upon them that you got to grind. You got to work hard. You got to – And this is tantamount to starting your car at the stoplight and putting it in third to pull away from the corner. No, you start in first.
Right.
You roll. No, you don't go as fast in first. And you progress to second and third and fourth. And you got to start your clients in first. And first is easy, easy stuff. If you teach them to love the process, that will take them further than trying to impress upon them all the kinesiology you understand about their body.
Yeah, and, you know, whether it's a child or someone...
A newbie.
Middle-aged or older, your goal should be to find the easiest entry point into strength training that you can.
Yeah.
And if that's a middle-aged woman who is scared to go to the gym and says she doesn't have a lot of time, then it's 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes of, let's see how many body weight squats we can do.
Yeah.
You know, don't knock yourself out or kill you. Do something that's comfortable, because in 2 or 3 days, we're going to revisit that, and she's going to see that she's up 5, 10, 15 reps in 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, and that is extremely important. Find the easiest entry point into physical culture you can for people, and then take it from there.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We shall return. Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH Secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch, all of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol, the list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch-delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Oh, dirty song alert. Woo, 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 dirty song alert. Okay. I got some songs in the library I got to get out.
Dirty? But
yeah, that's a vulgar song. I don't want to play that.
Yeah.
It's Nirvana versus White Trash Kids. I got to make a note of it so I can get it out of the library. So anyway, what is the blueprint tip of the day? Oh, I would be remiss by not saying this. I got to say something. So we have a product that we advertise now called GI Ultramax Pro, and it's a gut formula. So, excuse me, I just sneezed. It's got colostrum in it, it's got glutathione in it, it's got glutamine in it, it's got curcumin, turmeric, ashwagandha, lignans. Wow. It's got everything in it that's good for your gut. So if you're worried about your immune system and you're worried about the flu, you may want to check this stuff out.
Cool.
It's very legit. It's got an all-star cast of ingredients. GI Ultramax Pro, the banner ad is on the superhumanradio.net website. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Coach Rob Regish?
Tip of the day is how getting comfortable with your training can cost you. So recently, I was exchanging texts with a good friend of mine. And this guy's my age. He is ridiculously disciplined, and he loves training. In fact, he's built himself a first-rate home gym. He's widely read in terms of strength training, And he's got most of his other fundamentals dialed in. Unfortunately, he got comfortable with a particular program he trains with, and he paid dearly for it. So much so, he has lost what arguably is one of the most productive decades in strength training, ages 35 to 45. Here's what happened, but more importantly, what it means for you. So we're texting back and forth Saturday night, and we're kind of comparing notes on the programs that we're running. I'm with the Blueprint loading patterns and him with 531, okay? Jim Wendler's 531. He asked if I ever thought to switching to 531, and I said, not really. You know, I had dabbled a little bit in it, but I was making good progress with my current training methods. I asked him how long he's been on 531. He said, since 2008. And I then asked a very simple question. Are you bigger and stronger today versus when you started? Now, to his credit, he was honest. It was a long time before he texted back. But he was honest. And it must have been incredibly painful then for him to text me these two words, or three words. He said, not really. And therein lies the problem with getting comfortable. It can really cost you. I'm not saying 531 isn't a great program. For some people, it is. But in this case, 10 of arguably the best years of his life have been squandered. You know, 10 years where he could have been making incredible gains, even if he just added a modicum of size and strength every year. Let's say he gained 2, maybe 3 pounds of muscle. It would have registered very significantly, right? He'd be 20 or 30 pounds of muscle bigger. Instead, and I hate to say this, he's weaker and smaller. Now, for everyone screaming, yeah, but he's 10 years older, you know, I'm afraid that doesn't cut it. You can and should make progress from ages 35 to 45. Maybe not what you did from 25 to 35, but progress nonetheless. Now, if anyone denies that, look up Louis Simmons today and what he's lifting in his late 60s, you know, or even average guys, okay? Despite it not being my goal, I'm about 25 pounds of muscle heavier at 48 than I was when I was 38, when I first wrote the blueprint. Where I am a lot further along is my real goal, which is strength, okay? Now, you get my point. I'm not here to rub it in, and I'm not here to say 531, isn't a fine program. It is. What's important about his example, though, is this. It's an easy trap to fall into. He got comfortable and never asked himself that very important question. Am I significantly bigger and stronger than I was when I started? So now the question is this. How often do you evaluate progress? Something as infrequent as asking yourself that question once a year could have made a big difference in this case, right? He could have switched gears after a year and say, okay, you know, for whatever reason, this isn't working out for me. Let me try something new. You know, even better, evaluating your progress every 3 to 4 weeks should be enough to see some strength gains, whether that's, you know, 5 additional pounds or 1 additional rep or whatever. If you don't, it's time to switch gears and try something different. And without question, strength levels are the easiest to measure, especially when you're talking about weeks and months. Lean body mass gains, muscle coming on, you know, a lot of it, you know, well, it takes time. Put it that way. It takes a lot of time, especially after your newbie gains are exhausted. So know your body comp, but realize it takes many months to see even if, you know, a couple pounds of muscle on the scale in genetically average and drug-free individuals, just about everybody. Strength, what I'm telling you is strength is your best measure. This lost decade should be a wake-up call to many of you. It's not that he isn't committed. He is, tremendously. It's not that he's inconsistent. He is. He's very consistent. And he's religious about his workouts, okay? But they were, for whatever reason, the wrong kind of workouts, the wrong kind of loading, and not what he needed given his goals. I know all about this, okay? Let me be the first to tell you. I have wasted years myself. So it's not like he's the only one. The difference is I created a measuring stick. I used it, and I made changes when it became clear that what I was doing wasn't working. You can do the same, but do yourself a favor and don't lose a whole decade before you actually do that, okay? Start today and avail yourself to other people's methods if need be. In fact, I'll tell you straight up, you almost assuredly will do better with other people's methods versus just winging it. And if you don't believe that, check out 90% of the people in your gym a year from now. You know, one of the truest statements I ever made on this show was as follows. The best training method for you is usually the one that you're not using. Here's the bottom line. Getting comfortable kills. Don't let it happen to you. I learned this lesson myself the hard way. You know, it was a sobering exercise sitting down to write the blueprint because I saw years and years of wasted efforts go down the drain with nothing in return. I resolved, number one, to do something about it, not just for myself, but number two, for other people. And that, by the way, is baked into the ultimate blueprint, which, as people will see, is by far my most comprehensive and best work yet. There are things in the ultimate blueprint that will vault your progress forward, and I mean fast. And the best part about it, it teaches you how to keep that going, okay? Just whatever you do, don't put blinders on and get comfortable. Just don't let it happen to you.
I like to say, you know that thing that you hate doing? That's the thing you need to do.
Yeah.
It really is the truth. Like right now, I'm dreading doing kettlebell work. And that I know that's what I need to start doing. Obviously can't walk right now with my foot. I'm really suffering. My conditioning is suffering because of my lack of ability to do cardio. I really need a new bicycle. I have a stationary bike at home, but it sucks. The seat tilts forward, and I can't change the angle of the seat, and I constantly slide forward on the seat, and it's a pain in the ass, literally a pain in the ass.
Yep.
I have to find an alternative for cardio before I go into surgery, so... But, yeah, I mean, that thing that you hate doing, that's the thing you need to do.
Yep, and right now as I sit here, I'm dreading cardio, but I need to, you know I need to do it today, so I've got to buckle down and do it.
Good music helps. I download a couple good songs, and I've collected quite a series of good songs for cardio now. Every now and then I'll be in the car, and I'll Shazam something and buy it. Having good music makes cardio fun, and for me at least. And I don't know how it is for you, but having some new music to listen to always. And the other thing that I like to do is Audible, books on tape. Another cool thing to do that makes cardio fly. Really
scenery
does.
Helps if you're a people watcher.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There's a reason why they put those treadmills where they are in the gym.
Yeah, looking out the window, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so check out CoachRobRegish.com often. And, of course, open the email when you get it about the ultimate blueprint. Should be coming out soon. And we'll have Kirkland Orletti on soon. And, again, you want to be on the Blueprint Power Hour. Do you have an interesting story to tell about your progress, how the show has changed you? Send your emails to onair@superhumanradio.net. And who knows, you could be the next featured guest. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for being here. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.